God has been speaking to me, and it's definitely a word in season. Is it fine? Okay, cool. Sounds a lot better. Yeah. So I just want to get myself organized, yeah.
This mic doesn't like me this morning. Eh? So what I wanted to do, and I felt this during the prayer meeting, is why don't we all stand? What I want to do is pray for the kids' workers who are not going to be here today. But I'm trusting God's going to do what he does in this meeting today for them that are sitting with our children. And trust that he's also going to do it through the teachers and the kids in that kids' door. So in us, let's just trust that God can do a miracle in any place that he is. So I know I'm trusting for a massive thing for each and every one of us in this meeting this morning, like a life-changing thing that only God can do. And I want that same thing to happen to everybody that's here. So I don't want them to miss out. It's my heart, and I think it's God's heart as well, because he laid that quite heavily on my heart this morning, that we trust those people that are give up their Sundays every year and miss the preach and can't hang out in this place, that they also get just as blessed as we do. So let's pray. Lord God, first of all, Lord, I want to thank you that we've even heard that what they're sharing with the kids this morning is almost exactly in line with what you're going to do with us, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit this morning, that you break open into each and every one of their lives, Lord God, that they would experience you in such an amazing way this morning, Lord God, just as we are, that you speak into their hearts, into our children's hearts, Lord God, that when we change, Lord God, everyone changes, Lord God, and we move forward as a unit in Christ. Come and do it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I believe this morning it came through in the pre-meeting as well, and just preparing for this morning that, you know, God is going to come and set a lot of us free. And there's definitely, you know, there's, for the last, I would say, year, just God's been speaking to me about being set free and for unforgiveness. And that's something I'm going to share about this morning. And then we're going to go into a time of ministry. And I really want to just urge you guys to take a step out and allow God to minister to you this morning and bring freedom and allow you to walk in more of what God has for you. And, you know, while I was preparing for this morning, God gave me Galatians where it says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." And that yoke, when I read that piece, it really stood out for me because it's something that I've been working through for probably the last 7 years, and that without even realizing it is unforgiveness. And that yoke is, I mean, I don't know if you guys know what a yoke is, but it's something heavy that hangs around your neck. And, you know, in life, sometimes we're doing the right things. We're going to church, we're spending time with God, and we're living, and like I was. And there's a time that comes where there's this little hook that hooks into you spiritually. And before you know it, 10 years down the line, you're feeling like life has become difficult. And your relationships with people are strained. Your marriage is strained. Your relationship with your kids are strained. In your workplace, you find every interaction you have with somebody, there is some form of stress or some form of strain in that relationship. And about a year ago, I got before God and I was like, "Lord, I feel like I'm going through a midlife crisis at 36. I'm not even 40 yet." And I was like, "I can't keep doing this. I can't keep coming to church every Sunday in and out, and doing the same thing and never experiencing breakthrough and not experiencing what God has for me as a person and for my family." And I think God started convicting me of like unforgiveness, and I was like, "Jeez, Lord, what is?" And it kept coming up in thoughts. It kept coming up when I read the word. It kept coming up when I prayed, this word unforgiveness. And I kept writing it down in my journal, and I was like, "You know, what does this mean?" Question mark. You know, and then you know, I felt like God say to me, I have unforgiveness towards my father." And I was like, "That's impossible, Lord. I've asked my dad for forgiveness, and we've worked through things, and We've prayed for each other, and I know there's no unforgiveness towards him. And God highlighted certain situations in my childhood that actually had impacted me so much that I said it with my mouth, I forgive you, but I didn't do it in my heart. And with having unforgiveness, without realizing it, this thing had a hold on my life. And it stopped me from experiencing God in joy, experiencing God in just a fruitful life with people, with relationships, financially. I'd realized that this thing had held me back in so many different ways. And so when God spoke to me, I was like, you know what, I'm at this point in life where I'm pretty much prepared to do anything to experience more of God and to have breakthrough in my life. I was like, there's no ways I'm coming to church every Sunday, go to home group every Wednesday for the next 20 years and stay where I am. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm like, I need to move forward in God. I need to grow in God. I need to grow as a person. I need to grow as a husband, as a father. And I was like, God, I need this. I really need this. And so when he pointed it out to me, my wife came to me and said to me, I'm really thinking that you need to go to New Zealand and visit your parents. I didn't tell her that I was working through this at the time. And if any of you have family in New Zealand, you know how expensive the flight tickets are. They cost a fortune. And I've been looking, the last time I was in New Zealand was 9 years ago. So every year after that, I've been looking at flight tickets to see when I can go back and visit my parents. And I was like, these tickets are crazy, man. So when Henry said that to me, I went online and I checked a flight ticket. And I double-checked the flight ticket again and I refreshed again. And it was literally 60% less than what it has been for the last 9 years. So I was like, obviously, immediately I just bought it. I was like, there's no question about it. God wants me there. I'm going to be there. I booked it. And 6 weeks later, I got an email from our accountant, and he said, the tax man loves you. He's giving you money. And I was like, thank you very much. I'll take it. And it was exactly the amount that I used to buy the ticket. So I want to paint a picture for you. When God wants you to do something, you have to take a step. You have to action when God speaks to you. And when you action something, God comes through for you. And God provides. And it was clear for me when I saw that. Then I knew, like when that happened, I was so convicted about like, this is God. And God's going to do something. And all of a sudden, my spirit became expectant for the things of God. And this was in probably October last year, I think November last year, I booked the ticket for April this year. And the start of this year, every year I'll kind of set goals for the year and I'll write things down to God of like what I want for the year and say, Lord, I want to grow in these areas. I want to see breakthrough. Yeah. Or, you know, I want to achieve these things. And I'm a person that has to work towards things. And one of the things I wrote to God again in the beginning of this year was, Father, the trip to New Zealand, I want it to be fruitful, and I want to be set free. I don't want to be stuck in this place anymore. And in April, I flew to New Zealand, and I was 30 hours of travel. I arrived there, and I thought I was half dead because of the jet lag. It took me like 3-4 days to recover from the jet lag. And as God has it, my parents didn't know I was coming, just by the way. I didn't let them know. And maybe I should have. My dad's 80 years old, so actually I realized when I was getting there, he might have a heart attack if he sees me. I hope this is not a bad thing. And I took my twin brother with, and we surprised them that we were there. And obviously they were, you know, haven't seen us for 9 years, so they were very excited. And as God has it, they said, come stay with us for 3 days because we met at my sister's house in Auckland. And we went and stayed with them, and on the plane, while I was flying to New Zealand, I wrote another letter to God. And I wrote a letter of what I want out of this trip in New Zealand. And I said, God, I really want you to come through on this trip. And one of the things was, I want healing with my parents, healing with my relationship with my father, and that I would be set free from anything that is holding me back that God has for me and my family. And any unforgiveness, I said to God, when I get on the plane and fly back from New Zealand, it stays there. That unforgiveness, whatever it is that I've been dealing with, I leave it behind and I land back in South Africa and I will take on the purpose and the plans that God has for me and my family. And first night I was with my parents. My brother's a lot more confrontational than I am, and immediately at the dinner table he brings up stuff that happened 15, 20 years ago. And so immediately there's conflict over the table, and things, you know, we're quite a vocal family. And, you know, and I really felt the Holy Spirit come over me. And I said to my brother and my mom and dad, and I said, you know, Jesus has shown me that he died on the cross and he shed his blood at a price for my salvation. And I said, and it was only a revelation I had years later that someone paid for me with a life so that I can have eternity. And I was like, I cannot look at my father, my earthly father, and hold grudge against him and hold unforgiveness against him, where I myself am a person of sin. And I'm myself a person that have made mistakes to my own children and have made mistakes to my own wife. And so I said to them, I cannot sit here and point fingers. All I can do is forgive. Because Jesus' blood was shed for us so that we have this eternal life, so we have this freedom in Christ. And it was a revelation I never, ever had before. I mean, I've heard the preachers 100 times about the price being paid for us, and I was like, yeah, that's great. Jesus died on the cross, and we set free, and we live on. But when the revelation struck of, like, I am in buying and selling and work, that's what we do, and I realized that someone sacrificed everything they had, everything, to a point of giving up his life so that I could be set free and so that I can be a person that is absolutely filled with God's joy, filled with his freedom, filled with fruitful relationships. And I was so grateful for that. And so that night we ended up breaking bread as a family. And we each said to one another what we forgive each other for. And we prayed for one another. My parents are Christians. I'm very privileged for that. My twin brother is also a Christian. And so we broke bread, lots of tears, lots of forgiveness. And the next morning I woke up, and that where the scripture says here, stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I honestly felt like the yoke of slavery was taken off me. Like I woke up the next morning filled with God's joy. For the first time in 7 years, I was filled with God's joy. And I was like, man, I'm telling you, I want to see God do amazing things. And God did do amazing things in New Zealand through my brother and myself, in my family, but especially in me as a person. And I just wanted to share three things that I thought about, because a few weeks ago, you guys will remember, I shared about me getting up at 4 a.m, just feeling like I needed to spend more time with God. And it was an action, but, you know, it wasn't just about that. It was that God pointed something out in my life. He put his finger on it, and he said, you have unforgiveness. And God is very clear when he speaks. But he also requires us to take action. And we have to step out. We cannot just say, yes, Lord, and sit with it. We have to do something. And so, like the sacrifice was made, that Jesus hung on the cross for our salvation, I paid for that price ticket with money. There was a sacrifice that made. I got on the flight for 30 hours to get there. And in my journal I wrote here, I'll see if I find it. Sorry, I'm sharing stuff that's very personal to me, and I'm really trusting God that it would bring you to a place of, I wrote in here, today my journey starts to New Zealand on the 12th of April, Friday, at 7:30 p.m. on the aeroplane. I have a very important reason for my visit to New Zealand. It's not only for holiday. My time with my parents is to close the chapter of unforgiveness, hurt, questions, clarity, and closure. After my visit, it will be my time to move on and embrace what God has for me and my family. That's what I wrote in here. And I promise you, when God puts his finger on something and you take action, God comes through for you. Because he's a God of, he's a redeeming God, and he will redeem us. And so the one thing is have faith. When God asks us to take a step, have faith and take that step and trust in God that he's going to come through for you. The second thing is believe. You've got to believe in God that he's going to do it. Don't go with a heart, like a heart of like, is God going to, is what's going to happen? Is it me? What is it? I said to my brother this week, when you pray and you've got a crazy idea in your head, I said, go do it. I said, because you're stepping out in God and God is going to come through for you in his business. And so believe in God. Believe that Jesus died on a cross and he paid a price for you. And that God wants to see you set free. And God wants to see you redeemed. See the things, the plans and the purpose he has for you fulfilled. He wants to see that. Remember, he's a good God. He wants good things for us. And the third thing is take action. I took action. I went to New Zealand. I spent time with my parents, as much as difficult as sometimes spending time with your parents can be. Do it. If it was my in-laws, it might have been different, but no, I'm just joking. No, but, you know, take action and go and do it. And when God does something, do not shrink back. And that was the most difficult thing for me coming back. I sent my wife a message from the airport in Auckland when I left, and I said, you need to know, and I'm going to let you know now, when I get back, I will be different. I will be different as a husband. I will be different as a father, because God has done something in my life. He has set me free from unforgiveness, from hurt, from whatever it was. God has set me free. And when I came back for the first 2 weeks, I tell you what, I could have preached to 10,000 people. That's how confident I felt. But then the reality sets in, and the daily challenges set in, and the normal insecurities come back, and everything else comes back as normal. But you've got to stand on God's word, and you've got to trust God that he has done his work, and you've got to keep stepping out. So when Hannes asked me to share this morning, I thought, I double-checked the message, and I was like, does Hannes know what he's doing? You know, like, does he? And then immediately this sense of fear comes over you. You know, I'm not the right person. There's a lot better equipped people. I'm not good at talking in front of people. I stand up with insecurity, you know, and I was like, no, I speak against fear. I said that in the car, and I said, I will stand against fear, and yes, I will share. And I will keep stepping forward because God has done his work. It's now my place to keep stepping forward in God. And you know that the one thing that's in Matthew, it talks about Matthew 14 to 15. It says that if we cannot forgive, God cannot forgive us. And I've been saved in Josh Jen for 19 years. I got saved as an 18-year-old. In October 2000, we were probably 50 or 60 people. I can't remember how many it was. But for the first time, I realized what forgiveness was. For the first time, I realized for what a price has been paid for my life. I had heard it many times before. The revelation came over me where I was so grateful for my salvation. I was so grateful to a point where I was like, God, I'm actually willing to share. I'm actually willing to share to people about my salvation, about my walk. Not that I was embarrassed about God or anything, but I just didn't have that same conviction about the urgency of sharing the gospel. So I want to ask you guys something this morning. My unforgiveness was with my mom and dad, especially with my dad, and I had to take action against it, and I had to step forward in what God had, and I had to do something about it. And I had to get before God, and I had to go to my father and ask for forgiveness. And, you know, it was very difficult for me to ask him for forgiveness, even though I had already, because I had felt when I sat at that table, God reminded me of all the hurt my father had done to me. Because my father is he loves God, but in his younger days, he grew up in a very, very hard home. He grew up a very tough environment. So in his way of understanding life, he raised us very tough. And so he was physical. He was he could be abusive and in the way he disciplined us. And those things stuck in my heart growing up. And that's where the hurt came from without realizing it. My father was a boxer, so he broke my nose. When I was 13 years old, and you know, he loved God, he spent time with God, but those were the actions he still took place. And God showed me that from where he came from, he showed me a clear picture. He has grown and he is learning, and I have to have grace for that. So when I sat at the table and said, I forgive you, Dad, not because of what he did to me, but because of who I was. I said to him, I want you to forgive me for where I fell short as a son. For where maybe I didn't honor you as a dad. because it was my time to take up my responsibility for my actions and not to hold anything against my father for what he did. Because when I stand before God, I don't stand before God because of what my father did. I stand before God for the choices I made. And I had to ask him for forgiveness. And I tell you what, when I did that, I thought to myself, God, but this makes no sense. Like, why would I ask him? He should be asking me for forgiveness, you know. But when I did that, the roles reversed, I was set free. And so sometimes you sit here today and there's like things that come into your mind and in your heart and you're like thinking, that person did harm against me. Now that I'm telling you a story, it reminds you about it. You need to let go. You need to forgive. And we as a church, God has got us in a season where he is blessing us, where he's allowing us to move forward. But we cannot as a church fulfill the fullness of what God has if not every single one of us don't get before God and ask him for forgiveness and ask for the person where we think there's harm for forgiveness. And we repent and we get before him and we say, God, forgive us, so that we can move forward as a church, so that we can embrace the things that God has for us. And so I'm asking Shana if she can come up and the worship team. And I want us to go into a time of ministry because Jesus was clear. If we do not forgive, he cannot forgive us. And I want to ask us this morning, I want to ask fathers especially, because fathers are the head of the house. And when we take action in our homes, God turns our wives and our children around. That is God's order. And I want to talk to businessmen as well. Sometimes we think we have it all together. Sometimes we think, yes, no, I'll do it in my own time. And sometimes we think, when I'm in my own room, I'll get before God. Me and God, we've got a relationship. And I'm a firm believer of spiritual action. And when I say spiritual action, I mean when God puts his finger on something, you get out of your chair and you come to the front because that's paying the price. You are taking action. You're coming to the front and you're saying, God, I'm in business with you. I want you to do something in my life. We cannot go through life and get to whatever age that God allows us to get to. And we look back and we think, sure, I could have only forgiven then. How much more would I have experienced in God now? As I'm challenging you this morning in your heart, step out. Come to the front. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and set you free. Because I want you to experience what I experienced. I experienced joy for the first time in many, many years. The restrained relationships I had are gone. I had issues. Any person in a form of authority, I struggled to submit to. I struggled to relate to. I struggled to trust. Now I'm totally set free. I totally trust leadership. I totally will submit to them. I'll stand on my head if I need to. I'll run 100 kilometers if I'm asked to. Because I know that God is God and he has set me free. And so I want you guys to come forward and I want you to come and get before God and mean business with him. And I want to ask those of you that feel that you've had victory in this area that you would also be bold and pray for people. And yeah, so we can see people set free this morning. So let's stand and come forward. Father, I just pray, Lord, as we step forward, God, as your people, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, as we worship now, God, that you would work in us, Father, that your Holy Spirit would set us free this morning, Father. Set us free, God. Yeah, Lord. So we can experience more of you, not only here, God, but in our own personal lives, Lord. And guys, if there's any one of you that just you want prayer and you want specific prayer, I want you to come up to the front and I want to ask deacons and guys that are bold to come and pray for whoever's standing in front of you.
I just felt this word is very significant, and I felt specifically anyone that's been offended or that's been hurt by a boss or an authority figure, and you know, a boss that might have taken advantage of his situation or position. And could have happened years ago, but there's still offense, unforgiveness. I just felt that specifically as well. Could be a father, could be a boss, but somebody in an authority position. There's a scripture where it says, where God says, it's my anointing that breaks the yoke. And there's a sense that when the anointing's not there, the yoke's not broken. And the anointing will not be there if there's unforgiveness. And I encourage you, come forward, just have your heart open, and allow God's anointing actually to break through into your life as you're just letting go and forgiving and allowing God just to deal with that person's heart. But we know, God, we can't play that role. But just letting go is surrendering.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to start with a little story quickly. So, from some of you know that I had a coffee shop, and I closed it down, long story, but lots of the people in my shop stole almost everything that I had. So I had lots of stuff to deal with, and obviously some forgiveness and unforgiveness, you know what I mean? And I really thought I did deal with it until I actually saw one of the staff members the other day. And I was suddenly, oh, God hit me in my heart. And yet I was kind to the person and I walked away and I realized there was still something paining in my heart. And I was walking home and I was like, Lord, forgive me because I don't want to walk with this pain in my heart. And he said to me, Maritza, it's about the... You can't keep that judgment on her. You need to let go of that judgment because I've forgiven you. And the way you choose to forgive others, that's how I'll also, you know, he does look at these things in our heart. So I also want to encourage you this morning, if you see that person in front of you, let God deal with that judgment. Lay it before him because it might feel that you're feeling flat and you're like, Lord, I can't do this. But God says, with a mustard seed of faith, you can move mountains. And our faith needs to be pleasing to God because without faith, we cannot please him. So, Lord, this morning I pray that even if we feel like, oh, I can't, but see that little mustard seed and see how God will move mountains and see how he will make a change in that relationship or whatever it is, Lord. Because Jesus, you're the ultimate forgiver. And you've forgiven us. And we receive your forgiveness this morning. And we lay that forgiveness of those people in front of us and we lay them before your feet. In Jesus' name.